Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Scripture says men ought always to pray and not faint. And I welcome you and thank you for being with us once again on this Thursday morning. It's March 27th and it's the 23rd day of our prayer journey leading up to Palm Sunday, April 13th. Well, we do want to apologize for the technical challenges that we experienced on yesterday, but I'm just thankful to the Lord that you did not faint. Here you are with us once again as part of our prayer team to take aim in releasing God's purposes to change lives and influence nations. We're here to humble ourselves before Him because that's our greatest weapon. We see that when we search the Scriptures and look at God's greatest warriors, we see that their secret to moving heaven and earth lies in kneeling. And that's what we're here to do. We're following their example by humbling ourselves before Him. It seems like it would be a simple thing, but it's not easy for many. And we thank God for helping us to comply with bowing low before Him. So once again, we thank you for being with us and for making sure that you don't faint. Well, today we are going to be praying. Well, yesterday we would have been, and some of you I'm sure have, but we were seeking God yesterday for on behalf of prisoners and their families. And today we are seeking God for business people. You know, God is in business. How many know that? And he's concerned about what happens in the marketplace. But together we want to remember the prisoners and their families today. And we do not want to neglect to collectively as a group today, as a prayer team, to mention the nations in Africa, the nations on the continent of Africa that we would have mentioned, we would have mentioned on the prayercast on yesterday. So those nations are Kenya, Lesotho, Liberia, Madagascar, Malawi, Mali, Mauritania, and Mauritius. Those are the countries that were due for prayer on yesterday. And you may have, but it is, if we're mentioning them again, well, they're fortunate. They're getting a double treatment. For today, the countries that are being mentioned are Mayotte, Mozambique, Namibia, Niger, Nigeria, the Republic of Congo, and Reunion. And countries you've never heard of, right? But they are. And they're nations that God have created and overseen and is ruling over through His Son, Jesus Christ. So we want to pray for these nations today. Please join me as we approach the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your mighty name. Father, we do bow before you today. It's the lowest place that we can go, which gives us access to the highest place ever, and that's your throne. We thank you today for this brand new day that you've given to us. And Father, we purpose that you would be glorified through your Son on this day. All our actions, all our thoughts, all our words would be aimed at being a blessing to you because you are our creator. We found our beginning, our being and our existence in you. It is in you that we live and move and do have our being. So today we humble ourselves once again in your mighty presence. And we ask you to forgive us for where we displeased you, we missed the mark, we came short. Help us. Help our iniquities. Help our transgressions. Remove them from us and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. That is your word, that is your promise, and we are trusting you today. We have no other means of escaping our sin and our transgressions except that we come to you. And we also ask for your washing and your cleansing through the blood of the great one, Christ Jesus, that he so willingly shed for us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for your grace and your mercy, the compassion that you have upon us and the great love that you have for us. Thank you today. Father, we pray that by your Holy Spirit you will give us direction, boldness, and courage, strengthen our faith today, even as we dwell with you and you with us, for your glory. Thank you once again for our prayer team and all that are joined with us right this moment, live or are just listening in. We thank you for them, and we pray, O God, that you would show yourself strong concerning all of us on this day, this Thursday, the 27th of March, in the year of our Lord, 2014. And we say amen and amen to that. Once again, welcome and thank you for coming aboard with us on this day. We believe God to do his will and his bidding to fulfill his word and his promises even on this day. Let us go directly, and I do have your lines open so you can be heard. If you have a praise report, comment, or prayer request, you can be heard worldwide, by the way. But we want to lift up these nations before the Lord, these nations that are located in the continent or on the continent of Africa. And if you have our prayer guide, you know what those nations are. I'll just mention this for your hearing. We're talking about Niger. We're talking about the Republic of Congo. We're talking about Mauritania. We're talking about Mozambique, Liberia, Madagascar, Malawi, Mali, Mauritania, Kenya, Lesotho. These are some of the countries that we're interceding for today, and we want God to rise up against all of the spiritual enemies of his in those territories, allowing the people to be free and the gospel, the light of the gospel, to just penetrate their territory and their lives, changing and transforming them, releasing them from the hindrances and the binding powers of the spiritual darkness that seeks to keep them in bondage. Let us pray for them right now. Father, we lift up the nations mentioned before you today. They belong to you, each and every one of you. They are your creation. They are your idea. They have their origin in you. Except that every man has turned to his own way, because of sin, giving the adversary legal rights to occupy and to bind, to walk up and down among those nations, stealing, killing, and destroying. We rebuke the work of the adversary, the complete destruction of their plans. We command them to take up their weapons and flee, so that the people, beginning with the children in these territories, will call upon you, revival, a visitation of heaven will occur to change and to transform their nations from the top to the bottom. We see your word say that your son will have the nations and the utmost parts for possession. Now, Father, we call forth that word that is yet alive and will stay alive, because you said that upon his shoulders it will, the government shall remain, and his name shall be called Mighty God, Counselor, Prince of Peace, and that you will perform this because you are the Lord of hosts. Well, we recognize you today as the Lord of hosts, and we join you in looking forward to these deliverances, these restorations of the order of his rulership directly and in manifest order over these nations. It will be called the continent of light, no longer the continent of darkness or the dark continent, but the continent of light. In the name of Jesus we pray. And that the nations there will continue to be the midwives of prayer for all eternity. In the name of Jesus, we decree this right now in your wonderful name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's believe God for those nations, even as we hear the news reports, which are accessible to us all the time, double time. You get the actual live news, and then you get the ticker tape running below. So we're reading and listening at the same time. That's how much news we have access to. Well, we also have a third medium for news, and that's the news that comes directly to us from above, from the Lord, from the throne. Hallelujah. So we thank God that we have access to the real news, the news behind the news, so to speak. Amen. Amen. If you have a prayer request, now is a good time to share it with us. We're anxiously waiting to stand with you in what you're believing. Our focus today is serving our victorious God. Did you know God is victorious? And he doesn't shy away from any wars or battles. He stands. Always did, always will. And we stand with him through Jesus Christ. Let's seek God for prisoners and their families today. If you have any person in your family that is incarcerated presently, let's seek God on their behalf. And even if we don't have someone that's incarcerated, let's seek God on their behalf anyway, that people in jails and prisons will hear the gospel and follow Christ. That the fellowship of all believers would multiply that they would be protected, these persons that are incarcerated, from the violence that is often found in those environments, and that the forces of spiritual evil would be pushed back. So let us lift them up before the throne of grace right now, even as we think of their children, their spouses, their mothers, their fathers, that the children would be sustained during these times that are difficult for them, with their parents away, one or both. Has to be difficult. That we would provide, that the Lord would be able to provide for them and to keep them on the right path, even as they try to exist with the help of their grandparents or others who have come close to offer care to them. So let's pray for them right now. Father, we know that there are systems and institutions that are in our midst, in our society, in our cities, that are there to help to keep order and to help to suppress the work of the adversaries through the agency of the human mind, heart, hands, and feet. And Father, you've created systems that would apply rulership and justice to restrain evil. And there are many persons that are caught in the midst of the struggle between evil and good, between your kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. They're caught in between. Some are, and many are, victims of that arrangement because of their own sin. We pray right now, Lord, and ask you to forgive them. Forgive them for their sin. Forgive them for being in rebellion, not following you, not keeping your laws. We pray, O God, that you would forgive them and restore them to yourself. They are your lost sheep. Restore them to yourself. And we pray for their families, Lord, beginning with the little ones, the children who are innocent, who may not even know or understand what is happening, but that you would comfort them. Father, spare them from the bad dreams, the fearful nightmares that can occur. Spare them. Strengthen them, Lord. Help them, Lord, so that they can focus on education as they attend school, so that they won't act out because of the pain that they feel and what they're missing from home. Strengthen their caregivers, their mothers, their grandmothers, their grandfathers, their uncles, their aunts, whoever sends mercy and compassion their way. Bless them and strengthen them and meet every need, because every need is met. All their needs are met by Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. Permeate the atmosphere of their homes with peace and with joy. Strength of mind, character, and spirit, so that they can endure to the end. In the name of Jesus. And all these men and women that are incarcerated, that even as You send people in there to minister that they would hear and turn from their wicked ways so that you can deliver, so that you can restore, so that you can create and make them brand new. Because you said any person in Christ, any man or woman in Christ is a new creation. So we call forth the newness that you have in store for all of these persons, even on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Anyone who is experiencing what we just prayed about, you have family, relatives, maybe even children that are incarcerated, God has sent you hope today. He sent you hope so that you can have peace. It has to be a very challenging and very difficult situation. And I know someone who has a son that's incarcerated, and a daughter who just came out of being incarcerated. I thought about that, and I just cannot imagine. I just can't. I can only pray for that mother. I could only pray for her. I can't imagine what that must feel like. That has to be horrific. Horrific. So that is why we pray. Because we can't enter that. We can't touch that except by prayer. So we pray for every mother today, for her healing. In the name of Jesus. For her strength in the name of Jesus. For her peace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we want to ask God. We want to seek God for our leaders to have love for truth. And we're talking about all of the leaders that under whom we live, starting at the top, President of the United States, and all the other leaders, people of Congress and the Assembly, the State Assembly, and the City Council, and law enforcement, that we want them to have the love for truth. And so the scripture says in Isaiah chapter 32 in verse 1, then 3 through 6, it says, "Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule with justice." In verse 3, it says, "The eyes of those who will not be, the eyes of those who see will not be closed or dimmed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the rash will understand knowledge and have good judgment, and the tongue of the stammerers will speak readily and plainly. The fool, the unbeliever, and the ungodly will no longer be called noble, nor the crafty and greedy, for gain said to be bountiful and princely. For the fool speaks folly, and his mind plans iniquity, practicing profane ungodliness and speaking error concerning the Lord, leaving the craving of the hungry unsatisfied and causing the drink of the thirsty to fill." That's Isaiah chapter 32, verse 1, and then we're skipping verse 2, go to verse 3 through 6. That's the Word of God. That's our guide. And so we want the leaders to love truth. Father, we intercede now on behalf of our leaders, all of them, in the name of Jesus, that they will come forth in truth, walking the path, making straight paths to walk in. We thank you, Lord, that you have provided those paths and that the leaders will propose to put their feet in those paths and walk to restore places in this nation, in our communities, in our cities, to dwell in places of peace, places of justice, in the name of Jesus, places of compassion. Hallelujah. Touch our leaders. And touch all of us that are leaders. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for truth, and that the truth exists as opposed to the lie, so that we are able, through the light, to tell the difference. And we pray that the leaders will develop a love for truth. Not just any truth, but your truth, as established in your word, in your laws, in your principles. In Jesus' name, visit our leaders. Cause renewal and newness of mind that brings about change and transformation.
Hallelujah.
For your name's sake, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
As they walk in truth, we will have peace.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. There's a benefit directly to us. So we're not praying amiss. We're praying spot on that they will bring peace in our lives. And as you know, there are rumors of wars even right now as we speak. So we want God to guide, particularly our president and the leaders around him and under him, to walk in truth so that the entire world, the entire earth, is not exposed to a worldwide war. That would not be good for anyone. So things are on the edge right now as it relates to that. If you're listening to the news, you would know that what I'm saying is accurate. Things are on the edge. And I can't imagine what it must be a leader such as the president and make all of the decisions correctly. So this is why we pray for him and for others, because they have awesome authority and power in their hands, and whatever decisions they make will affect you, your children, your grandchildren, and everyone. That is true. Praise the Lord. Well, do you have a praise report or a prayer request? The time is winding up. Wouldn't want to make our exit without you having an opportunity to give God the glory. So now is your time. You can speak up. Your line is open. And if you have the victory, you experience the victory, well then, share it. If you want the victory, then you have to ask That's what the scripture says. It says, we receive not because we ask not.
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Welcome. Yes.
Welcome everyone on this prayer line. I thank God for another day. Another day
yes,
to walk in
you.
Victory. Thank him
yes.
for his new mercies, because he promised us new mercies each day.
Hallelujah.
I have a praise report and a prayer request. I have to thank God for answered prayers. As I had shared with everyone, I have three brothers that I am praying for their deliverance from drugs and from ungodly life. And God has answered, is answering my family prayer.
I have
a second brother, my oldest brother. He has voluntarily decided to go into rehab. So he is
praise
in Trinidad, and he will be going into rehab on tomorrow. Please God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. For my sister who is going through the whole process with my three brothers, I'm asking prayer for her. Her name is Sharon. That she and her family, because when you have family and drugs, the whole family is involved. It doesn't only affect the addict, it affects the entire family. So
yes.
I would like prayer for my sister Sharon George and her husband. I thank God for him that he has opened up his house for my brother to live with them while he's going through this transition. And I'm just asking God to give my sister the strength, because she has her immediate family. She has four children that she has to take care of also. And I know that it is a strain, but she's a strong woman of God. She's a first lady, and I know that God will keep her. But I'm asking prayer for her family and also for my brothers, that God will truly do a quick work with them.
Praise God. Well, thank you for your praise report, and also thank you for sharing that burden with us. And we thank God for the privilege of us being there and here to stand with you on that. We will, while we are praying for this family, and you know, Sharon's herself and her entire family, let us keep in mind the truth. Many may not realize that the epidemic of drugs or drug abuse is all over. It's everywhere, not just here in the United States or in your particular town. It's everywhere. And what I've learned to do in looking at that is to see the victimization of drugs, or rather drugs victimizing individuals. Now, people start out experimentally and or just for diversion, participating with that, and what happens is that you begin to use it to alleviate pain that comes from life circumstances and situations, and then the enemy achieves his objective in binding you with that. And of course, as was stated so clearly earlier by Christine, that it affects the whole family. So we're wanting to pray that there's a supernatural move in the family, such that the stronghold of drugs is broken, and that those who are delivered will turn, serve God, and When you have pain, that's who you go to. You turn to the Lord. We believers, oh, we have pain, but he took all our pain to the cross. And so that's who we turn to. But when you don't know about him or know him, you turn to what you know to do and what's around and what's within reach. And that's when people become victims. Father, we pray that already you're at work because you have people praying for Christine's family, for Sharon, for her brothers, for the entire family, everyone that's touched and affected by the behaviors of seeking pain relief through those drugs, which they do offer a temporary relief from pain, but very short. And then you must keep it around and have access to it in order to continue to enjoy relief from spiritual pain, psychological pain, and even physical pain. It's a work of the adversary, and it's a plantation which the adversary rules over as the owner and overseer, keeping people bound. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that his anointing will shatter every chain right now, in the name of Jesus. The chains are broken. The fences are down. Freedom is available. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Excuse me. Freedom for all concerned. Relief. Relief. Peace. Healing. Restoration. In the name of Jesus. Every broken heart will be made new. In the name of Jesus, every thirst will become a thirst for righteousness. Every hunger will become a hunger for righteousness. In the name of Jesus. So we pray Sharon's strength, even as she walks humbly before you, and seek to please you by being compassionate, kind, and merciful to those of the rest of our family that needs her support, needs your support. We stand with them right now and by them right now through prayer. And even as the sun rises today on that island in the middle of the sea, we know, Lord God, that your Son has risen with healing in his wings to deliver in the name of Jesus. And that the love that he has comes and is made manifest to heal and to deliver, to bring peace to the tired and weary soul, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for the great testimony that is come, has come, and is also being produced by your great grace and mercy. Everyone that is bound, we are praying for them right now. We're interceding for them right now, that they would lose the taste for whatever substance that they abuse. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, can God do it? Oh, certainly he can and will. In the name of Jesus, it's going to turn those same persons into outposts of light to others wherever they go. Their lives would be so changed it will shine and influence their surroundings for the cause of Christ. And that's what Satan is afraid of. So, you know, if he can bind people up and put them in a prison that's even more powerful than the ones that have the iron bars. But they're in spiritual bars, so they're bound to the core. That's the freedom from which, that's the freedom to which we are calling them, and they're called, and that's the freedom to which we invite the mercy and grace of God on behalf of those individuals. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's winding down. We just have about 2 or 3 minutes. If you have a prayer request, now is a good time to speak it, to make it known. Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Well, bless everyone on this line. I thank God for my life, and I thank God answering prayer. I had I'd asked for prayer because I was traveling, and I thank God that he answered prayer. I went to the Bahamas safely and came back safely. So I thank God for
answering
prayer.
Praise God.
Pray
for you. Hallelujah.
Thank God for that. This morning, I would like to lift up in prayer. I came in contact with several people, but two of them in particular that really I was even able to talk and minister with one of the young ladies who worked at the hotel where I stayed. And it was a very interesting conversation. And so, you know, you look at it, you know, this beautiful resort. It's magnificent, and it's so well kept and beautiful. It's a nice place to stay and all of that. And then you hear from those people that are actually working to make all of that happen, and they are not satisfactorily recompensed for all of their hard work. And in speaking with this one particular young lady, it really broke my heart when she confided in me what she's being paid. It was really, really devastating to me. And so I would like to lift up all those persons, men and women, that work so hard behind the scenes to make, you know, these places so, you know, accomplished, you know, to come to, and yet they are not recompensed as justly.
Amen.
They work really hard. You could lift them up. One of their names, the name of the young lady is Edrica Taylor and Tamara Roll.
Okay. Well, causes you to realize how blessed you are.
Amen.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for that praise report. We are glad that God delivered you from the warm sunshine of the Bahamas and brought you back to the cold to endure with us.
That's a good way to put it.
Well,
we do want to pray for Tamara and the other co-worker, and that's what we mean by having leaders, not just in this nation, but other nations that love truth, that will walk in justice for others as well. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the encounter that occurred between Jennifer and these workers at the facility in which she stayed just recently. And Father, their cry, you have heard it. It's important that you heard their cry, not just us, but you heard it. Father, we pray that you move on behalf of their situation and their circumstance right now, Lord, that you would meet their needs, that justice would come and fairness would come, Lord, and greed would be pushed far away from their circumstances, their situations, their employment, and all of that, their employers would become compassionate and would seek to justly recompense them for their work, for their labors. We ask that you would strengthen these workers right now. Give them strength and the courage to stand and to endure and to come through victoriously in the name of Jesus. Even on this day, Lord, cause them to look heavenward and to praise you, knowing that their help comes from you and that all their needs are met by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for having the opportunity to intercede on their behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to give a quick praise report. I want to thank God for strengthening myself and helping me through all kinds of circumstances that I deal with as part of my functioning, and for giving me the strength, giving me the courage, and the victory in the name of Jesus, so that our God would be glorified in our community. So we thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because all of our needs are met in you. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for answering his body, his soul, and his spirit. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
I'm grieved each day. You promised us your grace is sufficient, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is sufficient, Lord, and we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are back in your grace, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Every trial.
We thank you.
Every circumstance that he is an overcomer in you, Christ.
Yes.
We know that we cannot do it without you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, and we thank every work of the
Lord.
Because
you did it all
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
And
you did
it
all, Lord.
We just trust and believe in you.
Yes.
We have faith knowing that you are in control of every situation. You are in control of every being that we surround us.
Thank you.
We walk in faith this day,
bless your name,
knowing that once
yes,
you are
Jesus.
In control,
yes,
we have
Lord.
Nothing
Hallelujah.
To worry about.
Yes.
Promise us, Lord, that if you take care of the bird, the sparrow, you
yes.
take care, you clothe the lilies of the valley, much
yes.
more
yes.
your children, Lord. And we thank you for that promise, that we do not have to worry.
Yes.
What we will wear or what we will eat. We do not have to worry about
thank
what
you,
will
Lord.
Happen tomorrow, because we know that you are in control of today, you are in control
yes,
of tomorrow, and you are in control
yes,
of
Lord.
The future.
Forever.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
So
hallelujah.
We take comfort in that, Lord. We thank
praise
you.
Praise the name of the Lord.
We can stand on your promise.
Thank you for the victory.
And
thank you, Lord.
Stand on your word, Lord.
Yeah.
You promised us that the righteous will never be forsaken,
yes.
and our feet
yes.
will not beg bread. And we thank
yes.
you, Lord, for all your promises.
Jesus, we
thank you, Lord, that you
thank
are
you,
the same God yesterday,
mm-hmm.
today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
go
Lord.
In
hallelujah.
Victory.
Yes.
Standing on your promise, Lord.
Praise
hallelujah.
Your name. Hallelujah.
We give
glory
you all honor,
God.
We give you all glory and all praises.
Bless
oh,
yes.
thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You for the freedom, hallelujah. Lord, to do what we are doing, Lord. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Some country, Lord, people
thank
doesn't have the freedom to do this, Lord. We thank you
yes.
for the freedom
thank
that we have.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brother, praise you openly, Lord. We thank you.
Thank
you. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, a quick benediction
Jesus.
for us to make our exit on is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace by all means. The Lord be with you all. We'll see you on tomorrow.
Thank
Remember,
you,
next
Praise
month.
The Lord, have a blessed and victorious
next
day.
Week, it's our 1 year anniversary of
yes,
this prayer
is.
Path.
Oh.
And we'll be celebrating beginning next
year. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Everyone. Hallelujah. God bless everyone.
Thank you. God bless
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.